Okay, well, let's see here. Let's go to Vaughn, who's calling us from Puyallup. Hi, Vaughn. Is Vaughn there? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so last week, I spoke to you about my knees being stiff, and you suggested that I probably have metabolic syndrome and so forth. And you suggest niacinamide, and I just overheard you telling another gentleman that you don't have to just get the 1 gram a day, that now you have slow release, which is very encouraging because I was having a problem remembering to take them one time, 3 times a day. So, with that niacinamide, would I be able to take 3 grams all at one time and just.
The doctor who told us about niacinamide, and at the time it was called degenerative joint disease, it then went to osteoarthritis, and now we've been told that 80% of the time it's part of metabolic syndrome. So it has morphed a little bit in its description, but all those three things mean the same. Anyway, he did some extensive research in the 1940s, and one of his important points to that he told other doctors about was the more often you take this stuff, the better it's going to work, which is really a nuisance, I understand. And so that's probably why somebody came out with the time release, because that lasts for 12 hours in the bloodstream instead of just 3 to 5 hours, as just a regular dose does.
So I would probably need to take it twice a day then.
At the most, ma'am. One other thing, it's a fairly large tablet. Some women have trouble swallowing that. However, if it's busted in half and the sharp edges are taken off, you can swallow 2 half tablets too.
Oh, the tablet part's not a problem for me. I don't have an
Good.
issue with that.
Good.
Okay, so what has developed since Saturday was now my left knee swelled up. For no apparent reason, and I didn't. I just noticed that it felt really tight, but I didn't really know why. But then, when I looked down one day at my knee, it was, like twice the size of what it should be, all around. And so, I really don't know why that happened. And I called the home dispensary, but Tony, the person I spoke to on the nutritionist, she said she's never heard of someone like. Just without any trauma, their knees swelling up. So she thinks there might be an issue there that I
That's
would probably have
right.
to see a doctor about.
Well, she's entirely correct, ma'am, because if it just swells up like that and there's no whack in it or anything else that could have caused it, then sometimes we're looking at a different sort of arthritis. And when I mentioned metabolic syndrome last week, it at that time made the most sense. But if it's swollen up since, yeah, you better get it checked. It might need an X-ray. Now, I didn't hear anything from you about pain or heat. Is it simply swelling, or is there pain and heat too?
No, there's pain in it, and both of my knees now, it hurts when I have them like a folded position, like if I have my knees up and they're actually, my knees are folded. I don't know how to say that.
Well, the other fairly
Like
common
when my
kind of
knees are up, like on top of something, and I'm sitting with my knees actually.
The other fairly common type of arthritis, ma'am, is the rheumatoid arthritis. There is a fairly good blood test for that. It has a strange name, but the initials are CCP. In the past, doctors relied on something called rheumatoid factor, but it appears that the CCP is more accurate. And who knows, if you saw a rheumatologist who specializes in this kind of thing, they might have even something more accurate. But even so, I'd check with the doc, and just to make sure you're not, just to make sure you're getting as accurate a diagnosis as you can, and that does require blood tests and sometimes X-rays.
Okay, so CCP.
Yes, that's the antibody.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry to hear that it's gotten a little worse here, so do check in with somebody.